USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House will likely vote on Wednesday to appoint Democratic lawmakers to serve as impeachment managers in a Senate trial weighing charges against President Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the schedule in a closed-door meeting in the Capitol Hill basement. Senate Republican leaders believe the trial could begin as early as next week. As far as what will happen during that trial, Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, believes,
I think the outcome of this case will not be dismissal. It will be an acquittal.
Regarding witnesses being called, Cruz tells Fox News,
my view is if we call witnesses, it needs to be fair, it needs to be even-handed, it needs to respect due process.
House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says House Republicans are supporting the Iranians who are protesting their government. McCarthy hopes all Americans can come together to support freedom around the world. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Car maker announces a huge vehicle recall, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Toyota recalling 700,000 vehicles in the United States. It says fuel pumps can fail, causing engines to stall and increase the risk of a crash. Multiple Toyota and Lexus models from 2018 and 2019 are subject to the recall. They include the Toyota 4Runner, the Camry, Corollas, Avalon Highlanders, Sequoia, Land Cruiser, Tundras, Tacoma, and Sienna, the Lexus LS500, the LC500, and ES350, also part of that recall. Toyota is still developing a repair plan, as owners will be notified by mail by mid-March if their vehicle is part of it.
The NSA is notifying Microsoft of a flaw in its Windows operating system. Microsoft is expected to patch the flaw on Tuesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Sitting on hold over the phone waiting to talk to a customer service representative might be a thing of the past. Consumer Reports says social media is a powerful way to get results quickly if you want to speak directly to a company. Now, I had a chance to catch up with David Meerman Scott. He's author of a book titled Fanocracy, Turning Fans into Customers and Customers into Fans. And one of the things we discuss is how sometimes, though, people will go on social media and will only use it to complain at a company versus also going on there sometimes to say when a company does a good job, giving them a shout out.
It really is just another great example of this idea I think the pendulum has swung too far in the direction of superficial social media at a time we're hungry for true human connections. So when you can engage with people on a human basis, hey, thanks for helping me out. Great job. That's really powerful stuff. And I find it interesting that a lot of companies don't respond when somebody praises them. And that's a huge mistake. If you want to build fans, you should always engage with your customers, especially when they're praising you.
And finally, as Democrats debate in Iowa, President Trump holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held in downtown Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.